This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 203. Today is the last Monday of 2019, and I know a lot of people are debating whether it's the last Monday of the decade or not, but I'm not even going to open up that can of worms. But because today is the last Monday of potentially the decade, let's just say that, I wanted to take a look back at some of the most important lessons that I have learned in the music business. And I want to share five of them. The most important, the biggest, the most relevant. And I will get into that in just a moment. But before I do that, I, as always, want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse. Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpad Accessories, Yuka Tape, U-Basses by Kala Brand, Nirvana Handpans, and last but not least, my dear friends from Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And like you've heard me say multiple times, and I'll say it again, if you want to upgrade your in-ear game, if you're looking maybe for your very first pair of ears and you want to be spoiled because they're the best in the game, look no further. Check out Ultimate Ears. Go to their website. You can also find earplugs, molded accessories, and of course, their outstanding Bluetooth speakers. I personally use the Mega Boom 3, which I love. But if you like what you see and you're ready to purchase something, you can go online, pick out what you want, and you can also email my friend Joe Lester, who works at Ultimate Ears, and who you can find in person at the Third Encore building. They have an office right there. But if you email Joe at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com and you give him the code DA20DA20, you will get a 20% discount across the board. So check it out. Go see him. He'll hook you up and he'll also help you with anything you need. He's the absolute best. Now, the past 10 years have been a massive whirlwind in my life. Ironically, 2010 basically started with me performing with the Jonas Brothers. And fast forward 9 years later, I'm finishing the year performing with them. We're currently in the Bahamas and we're playing in Miami on a New Year's Eve show tomorrow. And it's just interesting, to say the least, what a incredibly full of ups and downs these past 10 years have been. And I'll preface the list of biggest lessons that I have learned by saying a couple of things. One, these aren't lessons necessarily on a personal level. So when you don't hear me say things like asking for forgiveness or understanding and so on and so forth, that is not covered in this podcast. This is going to be tailored to the music side. And the other thing that I will say, or the second thing, is that obviously, I'm not perfect, and I say all these things with humility, and the lessons that I've learned and things that have been beneficial in my life are precisely because I would like it to be beneficial to your life, and they might be. I'm not saying this is the way to live, but all of these things have overwhelmingly been helpful in my career, in my life. And even though as much as I'm not speaking necessarily on a personal, deep emotional level, they have definitely been relevant, and you'll understand why. So lesson number one, I would say, that I've learned in the past 10 years has to do with playing the long game. But what I mean by that is being patient, seeing time and energy, like you've heard me say before, time and energy as an investment and not a sacrifice. I've learned through the years to see things as an investment because it means that I'm implying that I'm getting something in return and I'm not just losing something through a sacrifice. So a lot of these things of playing the long game have to do with understanding or realizing that some things are just worth the wait, and that how delaying the reward or postponing the reward is absolutely key. I I wasn't necessarily the most patient of people. And it's a muscle that I've developed. And now I feel incredibly patient. And from in a micro scale or on a macro scale. And, you know, as a musician, all the things that we do, all the things that we accomplish are a result, not of our schooling or the gig that we're in, but they're a result of every single song we've ever heard, every single song we've ever learned, every single note we've ever played, every single hour we've put in of practice, every single, you know, rehearsal we've had with people, and so on and so forth. So it's a result based game. And I don't mean based on what gigs we have, but I mean based upon every single day, every single week that we live. So I've learned to be patient, and I've learned to delay the reward and understand that later on, like now, you know, 10 years on or 9 years on is when I'm starting to feel like I actually see the fruits of my labor the way that I feel like I finally deserve. So it's a long process. So that's lesson number one. Again, playing the long game. Lesson number two, and you've heard me say about this or speak about this a lot, has to do with being proactive, and specifically in two things. Of course, the definition of being proactive, or what I speak all the time, is about taking action. But I mean specifically when it comes to summoning inspiration and becoming busy. What I mean with summoning inspiration is that sometimes we feel like we aren't inspired, and we just have a writer's block or a performer's block, or however you want to call it. And I'm one of those people that feels that you get inspired by doing, by learning, by playing different genres, by working on different fields, by working with different people, and summoning that inspiration and becoming a better version of yourself musically and artistically. And the other part of, or the other side of that, is becoming busy. And what I mean by that is trying to be as active and literally busy as possible. So go to jam sessions, go to rehearsals, play with people, take lessons, give lessons, write all this stuff down in a calendar, and you'll see, or write checklists, and you'll see how checking them off helps. You'll see how writing them down in a calendar makes you feel busy. And, you know, it's a good way for you to feel like you're moving forward and that you're not just stagnant. Lesson number three, I think this is a big, big, big one, has to do with surrendering control. And specifically, as it relates to us musicians, basically understanding that sometimes we aren't the right fit for a part. We might just not be what management or the artists are looking for in terms of height, color of our hair, style of our clothing, and so on and so forth. And we need to understand also that sometimes artistic choices exclude us, and we cannot take it personally. And actually, it's not that you can't take it personally. You take it however you want. But if you choose to take it personally, I think there are some things to unpack and some questions that you might ask yourself, like, why are you doing that? Why are you taking it personally? Why is our ego involved in this particular situation? What good comes out of feeling that way? And probably most importantly, what are you going to do about it, or what are we going to do about it? Because we can feel certain things, and as much as we can't control how other people behave and how we feel, we can certainly dictate and control how we react. So if you're going to take personally why you aren't chosen, I encourage you to think about all those other things and see how things evolve and how things are put in perspective really quickly by yourself. Lesson number four, it has to do with health and being healthy and being health conscious. And again, you know, one of the things that I should have started this podcast with is, or reiterated, is reiterated, excuse me. One of them should be learn English better. But health has been massively important in my life. And with this topic in particular, again, I'm not judging anybody that does something different. This is just what has worked for me. But overall, I have been in, having to do with lesson number one in terms of playing the long game, I have made a conscious effort to change my life and be health conscious and understand myself better, especially when it comes to force of will and somewhat of an addictive personality. So building force of will, building character, building all those things that I pride myself upon currently has had to do with systematically eliminating negative habits and trying to replace them with beneficial ones. I have quit soda, fast food, alcohol, and cigarettes. And I've replaced all those things with, oh, also quit beef and poultry, and I only eat fish currently. And I've replaced those things with smoothies and superfood green grass stuff. By the way, I'm getting no money from this. I recommend amazing grass, wheat grass, and super green superfoods. They're outstanding. So all those things, working out, intermittent fasting, smoothies, acai bowls, all those things that have changed my life so much, and I cannot live without those things. And these things add value to my life. They help me with saving money for more gear. More gear amplifies my inspiration. Also have more energy, which allows me to practice for longer and more efficiently. It makes me surround myself with like-minded people that bring even more positivity. It helps me with hopefully looking younger and potentially getting more gigs. And finally, ideally, it helps inspire others. So that has been incredibly important. And again, this health thing has a lot to do with playing the long game, because I knew myself and I know myself, and I knew that I couldn't just quit all these things at once because potentially my body would go into shock. So I did it systematically, 1 year at a time. And I feel at 37 years of age, like the youngest I have ever felt and lived and been and looked in my life. So that has been absolutely crucial. Last but not least, the biggest lesson, or lesson number 5, I should say, has to do with expressing my creativity as an individual artist. I have, as you've heard in other podcasts, if you have, I was always terrified and self-conscious and, you know, doubting myself as it related to releasing my own music, creating my own music, writing melodies, producing stuff, and so on and so forth. And I took the plunge and I did it, and I've released 2 songs already. And I'm on the verge of releasing 2 new ones in the next couple of months. And it has been incredibly rewarding. So I'm here to finalize or to finish this podcast and this last lesson by encouraging you, Jesus, to release your own music. Believe in yourself. And I encourage you two things when it comes to that. One, to try to make it the best possible with your means, whatever you have, whatever your budget is, whatever your gear is, just try to make it the best possible, because you'll learn, you'll end up doing some research and learn all these things that are free out there that are incredibly valuable for your growth. And more than anything, because it'll force you, ideally, to collaborate and to work with other people and expand your net, which in turn will expand your networking and so on and so forth. And it'll be an amazing thing and will only bring positive things to your life. Of course, a lot of it has to do with your expectations or your assumptions, but that's a whole different ballgame. To finish, my friends, I want to thank you, as always, for listening. Please, if you feel so inclined, rate and subscribe and share and send this to whoever you think might need somebody to be their mentor or to give them some advice and some motivation, some inspiration to challenge them and ideally to empower them. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.